One out of five Americans said they would love to live on the moon. Not like love to live on the moon. And now there's talk of it because Elon Musk is saying, all right, Mars is still a goal, but we need to start with the moon first. Let's go to Eliza. Eliza, would you like to live on the moon?
Of course I would. My weight would finally match my personality. It would be lighter. On a scale, and it would say numbers that don't personally attack you.
Yeah, yes, there you go. That's a good way of thinking of it. I like that.
Yes.
All right, Eliza, she wants to go to the moon.
Sure, it could be just whatever weight you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
All right.
But the only thing is, if you go to the moon, you would have to constantly wear a spacesuit or something to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or at least build
a dome.
In your colony, a place that you can just go into. But then you can't go out.
And I hope they have a backup generator.
Yeah, you better hope.
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
That would be something.
I knew I forgot something.
We didn't pack the backup generator.
The backup oxygen tank. So, Jill, turn the radio all the way down. Oh, she said no. Oh, she said she didn't want to.
Oh, she didn't
she
want
said
to
no, but she said we should send prisoners there.
Oh, now all we're right. talking.
Yeah, okay. But that would cost a lot of money to support prisoners.
Mm.
Yeah.
It costs the same amount of money to support regular humans.
I don't know.
Well, to get them there, though, that would be extra.
A dome, though?
They're not flying first class.
They are on a shuttle.
It's all first class.
It's a
shuttle.
You got
to get in the back of the spaceship. Right. What?
You get one Coke, maybe some chips.
Yeah. It's just funny as Americans, 20%. I'm guessing a lot of those people just want to get away.
I think so.
Like, there's so many places on Earth that'd be nice to go to.
100%.
You want to go to the moon where apparently there's no water, there's no vegetation. I guess they would figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks.
No, I absolutely am not one of the five.
And once you're there, like, you're kind of there.
Forever.
Right.
I don't anticipate coming back.
No.
I don't. So, one, two, three, we got, how many we got?
Four.
Four.
Good job.
you wanted to take it all
no
my brain.
Good Lord. There's no math on the moon.
Oh, thank God. Maybe I will go there. Does anybody in this room want to go? I would never sign up for that, ever.
Not to live.
No. I would go to visit if I knew I would get there safe and back safe, if I knew, which you can't guarantee
that. There would
that.
Never be a guarantee for that.
But if that was the case, like it came like just like air travel, like, mm-hmm. Just flying to Florida or whatever. Yeah, I would do that once a lot of people did it. I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be like the guinea pigs to go. I would want this to be in process for like 4 to 5 years. And then once several people have done it and have come back and raved about it, then mm-hmm. I would visit. I do like a vacation.
You'd like do a long weekend on the moon.
Yeah. Or, I don't like some lakefront property.
Good luck with that.
I mean, even when I have friends that live in California, I'm like, man, if I live there, my family's here, it's too far away. The moon?
No.
The moon. Mm-mm. Jason, you like to risk things.
Well,
no?
besides the ball that would go up into my stomach, I think I would like to visit because I would be too anxious that there's not enough to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know how big the colony would be, but it can't be that big. And I'm like, are there restaurants? Are there wineries? They're not.
Yeah, no, not yet.
And it's the scenery as far as there's no green. It's very, there's no sun, I don't think. Is there?
I mean, it sounds for the whole universe, but it'd be a lot less. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could probably look it up.
How come every time somebody goes to the moon, it's dark?
Because they're in outer space.
Because we haven't been.
Shut up.
What do you mean dark?
Stop with that.
I mean, there's light. If you can see, there's light.
There's outer space.
Right, but when you look at any astronaut-type movie and they're bouncing around on the moon, it's always blackness.
Yeah, because
it's space.
Yeah, and if you're...
Exactly.
If you
don't have an atmosphere.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, because I would want the sun to shine on me.
You would still get sunlight. You're confusing sunlight with blue skies.
Yes.
Right. Well, yeah.
Because when you're on the moon and you're looking at the Earth... there's a big black area all around the Earth.
Right.
Yeah, nice.
Right. So that's what you're looking. That's what you're seeing. The moon
doesn't have that atmosphere, that ozone that we have, that has like the sky blue and stuff like that.
Which is why people can't live on it.
Yeah, we don't. We have that. The moon does not. So when you look out from the moon, you just see black space.
Yeah, exactly.
But so are you saying though, if you're on the moon,
if you're on the side that the sun is shining, yes.
Well, how come I never see videos like that? Armageddon was not like that.
Okay, Armageddon is...
If you could see anything at all, then there was light.
Armageddon was not light.
But it wasn't like sunshine light. That's what I'm trying to say.
You're not going to get what you think is sunshine because there's no atmosphere.
Can I give you some stats?
Sure.
All right. Some moon
stats. I don't think it's going to help.
I think it might a little bit. Matt is right. There's no atmosphere, so you don't have a sky like we do here.
Yeah.
Daylight on the moon is a harsh 2-week-long period of continuous sunlight.
Oh, we'd go insane.
Followed by 2 weeks of darkness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's places in Alaska that have that.
That's true.
And they don't like it.
Yeah.
They said one single day, sunrise to sunrise, lasts 29 and a half Earth days.
Oh, my God.
You think you have a long day at work.
Mm. Well, wait a minute. Jason, that means you age a lot slower on the moon.
There you go.
Because one day is the same as 20. So basically, 13 days of life on the moon is equivalent to a year on Earth.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand.
You'd be so young, dude.
Yeah, you would.
Still be a baby.
If you had lived on the moon your entire life, you'd be like 6 at this point.
But what does Earth day mean? Why can't it just be the same day? What's
because
an
a different
day?
Number of hours from sunup to sunup.
They're saying from sunup to sundown is 29 and a half days.
I see.
I wonder if you're on the moon, if your skin is going to look so good. Because gravity brings, you know, the gravity and the age, and it brings everything down. Mm-hmm. And then I think that your skin would look so supple and young.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
I think
Jason, it would everybody's free. Boobs would be up.
Yep.
No saggy boobs on the moon.
I don't know why I'm selling Jason. I'm going to the moon.
Because we want him to go.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
You can do the show from there. Mm-hmm. You can call
We
him.
Have the technology. We can't do it from somebody's house 10 miles away, but we could totally do it from the moon. Yeah.
What's that piece of equipment we have?
Oh, yeah, the access. Send Jason with the access, the most outdated piece of equipment on that show.
Drew said it doesn't work anymore.
It would probably work there, though.
Yeah.
It probably would
work there.
You're right. We can't get it to work in Trinity, but we can get it
on the moon.
Right.
Now, you know people complain about weather in the South and in North Carolina. Temperatures during the lunar day can exceed 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
You love it when it's hot.
Oh, my gosh.
You love it.
While when it's 14 days of night, it's 238 below zero.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
It's a little chilly.
I'm not kidding.
So there must be a heater in the space station.
That's what I'm saying. Did we land on the moon when it's 238 degrees below Fahrenheit?
Well, they're not going to feel it.
Or 212 degrees Fahrenheit?
That makes a case for Jared.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't.
It does.
It's outrageous.
Dare.
You think we can sense up by the moon, but we can't regulate temperature in a spacesuit?
Yeah.
212 degrees?
That's where water boils. You can't fool me.
They're not feeling it in their spacesuits.
Right, but the space station itself, they're not in their suits. They must have a hell of a heater.
Maybe we went right in between day and night.
In the middle. Yeah. Right in the middle.
You don't think we tracked the lunar count? We didn't check the Farmer's Almanac before we went, Jason?
See? Okay. I told you it's important.
Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, so no thanks to the moon right now. Oh,
yeah, no, okay. I'm not for it.
Okay. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, you have a case for why maybe one of us should go to the moon?
Yeah, I think Jason would really like it on the moon once he, you know, got there and figured out that you actually get taller from there being no gravity.
Oh,
I heard about that.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. I thought sometimes astronauts come back and they're actually shorter a little bit.
This is just in space. Like, they're in the space stations or whatever.
Huh.
Mm. I think they get shorter when they get back because the gravity sets back in.
It compresses them.
Their bones or something expand whenever they're out there with no gravity.
Mm. Oh, well, thanks for your advice, though, by the way.
Yeah, that's a positive for you.
Yeah.
He was looking out.
I said thanks for his advice.
Mm. It seemed...
You were sarcastic.
There was a tone.
Now, I know there's no sarcasm on the moon.
No, I like you, Jason. You're my favorite one, man.
Thank you.
You still, even after his sarcastic response?
I wasn't sarcastic. Okay. I was thanking him for the opportunity to get taller.
Again,
he had a moon tone.
Yeah. We also have cameras in here that will tell a different story.
That's right.
I was like, yeah, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.